Absolutely. So I'd like to welcome everyone today on the AP Rala Beijing Events Organizing Committee on Tuesday the 22nd of January, apologies, at 0400 UTC. On today's call we have Holly Raich, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Renalia Abdul-Rahim, Ong Sui, and YJ Park. We have apologies noted from Jack Xu and Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you very much, and welcome. I trust everybody has seen the updated agenda, which is also on the screen. I have one question, and perhaps Gisela or Sylvia can update us, or Pavan, and that is, last meeting, we did get an update on everybody who has been invited, and we've heard from just about everybody except two. The one update I'm thinking about is the Philippines, and have we communicated to them, and have they replied? That's because they're a new chapter. A new member, I should say.
Sorry, Gisela here. I'll let Sylvia respond to that one. I'm not 100%, but if Sylvia is not able to respond to that one, we will make sure that we follow up shortly and give you the update. Sylvia? Sorry, it's Gisela again. I don't hear Sylvia speaking. Holly, if we may just update you as soon as possible after the call.
That would be excellent. Thank you, Gisela. The next item on the agenda is request ICANN meeting invitation. I'm not sure what that refers to. Could you update me? And then I think underneath, there's also the local hotel update. Do we have information on those two?
Holly, Gisela here. With regards to the hotel update, no, we are still in the process of working on that with meetings team.
Okay.
And sorry, the other question was the request ICANN meeting invitation. I'd need to let Sylvia respond to that one. I'm not 100% on that one.
Okay. No, look, fine. Thank you very much for that. What is next is the committee updates and planning issues, and the agenda that's actually on our working space has got a number of items. It starts off with sponsorship and promotion, and then item B is showcase reception. I would like to change that order because there has been on the list a fair bit of discussion about the reception itself, and is that going to be part of the ICANN reception or is that going to be a separate reception? And from what has been said on the list, the original cost was said to be about $10,000, and that was in the context of us holding a separate reception. The cost for Edmund, when he asked to ICANN about the cost, it was put at $50,000. I think that was a misunderstanding, or at least that was the price for us being part of the larger reception. What I want to do is ask everybody on this call, are we intending that the reception and the showcase item be part of a larger ICANN reception, in which case the information given to Edmund would refer to that, or are we doing something smaller, which is what I think we all understood would happen, and from the discussion on our own workspace, I think that's right. Now, Maureen, you're on the call. Is that your understanding? And your hand is up and then Cheryl's. So Maureen first, thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Yes, Maureen, here for the record. Yes, there, the discussions that we've been having of late have been still like quite interesting. Firstly, just going back to that ICANN meeting invitation, I'm not sure why it's there, but I do know that it's important if we're applying for a visa or something like that. An ICANN invitation, yeah. And as well as I've actually also applied for one from CINIC, the Chinese internet group, They've also sent a separate one which they say is important for a visa. So
yes.
just clarifying that issue. Holly.
That actually is a separate and first item, and perhaps it's noteworthy to say if anybody is having any problem getting the two letters which are required to get a visa, I would say please contact Gisela, and it's probably Sylvia. You do need both to get a visa. Now, I have received both, and I'm in the process of getting a visa, and it should be no problem. But I think maybe Sylvia and Pavan can write everybody asking if they have received those two letters. Okay. I just think that's a separate item. Now, Maureen, I'm sorry to have interrupted. Please go ahead.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Maureen here again. Now, just getting back to the showcase, and the original idea was, as you say, we wanted to have a separate showcase and reception, but we thought that if it could follow on from the main, the opening event, we thought it would be really nice if we could have the our showcase early on in the week, so that we actually, that APRILO really did sort of like have a focus right from the outset. But it was not intended to be part of the main one. That would just be too big. I think that if it becomes part of the main event, the main reception, we will lose our own identity as APRILO. So I'm quite for having it as a separate event. Now, there are the discussions that we've had during the week relating to the sponsorship has caused a little bit of confusion. So yes. I really have to leave that up to Edmund to clarify what those issues are, and also to sort of like get back to what I think he was prepared to pay for to sponsor, which was the, you know, like, I mean, I don't think we're asking for too much with regards to, you know, tables and chairs and organising the room and that sort of stuff. But I still have to have some conversations with Edmund and Pavan to find out more about this, because we haven't actually sort of like engaged as yet. Similarly, I haven't been able to touch base with the ALSs myself yet anyway, because I know that they're being finalised. But before we can sort of like progress to anything sort of like more formal, we do need to have, I mean, I would like to have some conversation with the ALSs, just to let them know, first of all, what our plans are, but also then to have some conversation with them to be more inclusive about, you know, how they might like to participate, and that we can negotiate involvement relating to that, especially with respect that we've only got a short time frame, so we're going to have to cut down on the, you know, we can't have any, you know, I mean, with speeches must be kept to a minimum, you know, those sorts of things. So there's still quite a lot of work to be done with respect to that, but I'm sure it'll come out in the wash, but There are some issues that need to be dealt with between Edmund and the organising committee on the ground, the ICANN organising committee. So I'll wait until I hear back from them. So that's my report regarding the showcase.
Thank you. And we'll get back to that in a minute, and we'll get to Cheryl in a minute. I think this meeting has to decide now to confirm our concept of what the showcase and reception is, which is that it is separate from the ICANN reception, because my reading of the emails has been the cost that was quoted to Edmund related to participation in the main event, not in what we were doing. And I think once we confirm that this is what we're doing, which is a separate event, then in fact we will be back on track and we will be back to where we were. Now, are people, if people can just on their on the Adobe, could they just put a tick if everybody is comfortable with the showcase reception being a separate event to the larger ICANN event? People happy with that? Just thank you, Maureen. One tick. Do we have other ticks? We've got YJ, we've got Cheryl, Renadia. Thank you. All right. That confirms it. We are talking about a separate event to the ICANN reception. We have, Gisela, do we have a set time for the showcase? It's down as Monday, April 8th, 7 to 9. Now, that's what we're talking about. Is that right? That's on our, that's on the screen we've got. That's what we're having. Okay?
Gisela here for the... Molly? Yes, we're confirming the time from 1900 to 2100 local.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now, Maureen, that should help you in your planning. Okay? Edmund, your hand is up. Cheryl, your hand was up. Would you like to speak first? Okay.
Cheryl here. It took me a while to unmute. I ceded to Edmund. I may put my hand up after he speaks, though.
All right. Edmund, would you like to go ahead, please?
Thank you, Holly. And I just wanted to, I guess, clarify a few things. First of all, when we first started talking about this, it's certainly, you know, the showcase could be would be separate from an independent event. As we went along, I just want everyone to know the exploration was that, especially with Hong and with CNIC people, we were exploring whether if there was, because in the last couple of ICANNs there wasn't a welcome reception, at least for Toronto, I believe there wasn't one, and I don't remember for Prague, it might not have been one. So. Given the time frame and given if there wasn't going to be one or that CNIC or CONAC or ISC wasn't going to put one together and was going to focus on the gala, then the idea is that we could turn this into also, you know, invite the entire ICANN community and make it the welcome reception as well. So that was the thinking behind it, and hence probably okay. That was the confusion that was created. So we did explore, and both I did ask CNIC and the hosts, and they were not planning specifically for, at least from when I was asking, they were not planning specifically for the a welcome reception on Monday, but instead focusing on the gala. So that's why the suggestion was made, and you know, and my original idea was that, you know, that we can make this one, we could increase the budget a little bit so that the food and the drinks would cover, let's say, 1,000 people. That would be a possible scenario for us. So I guess that rolled into then it becoming a sponsorship for the particular event, and hence the increased amount and all those kind of things. So I'm pretty flexible which way. I think, you know, we'd like to get this make this happen, and the bigger item is that we'd like to make sure that it doesn't conflict with other events, and I think we are happy to try to invite everyone from ICANN to come by as well. So that I think is the hopefully gives a little bit of history of what transpired.
Thank you, Edmund. I think that does raise questions in terms about the appropriate venue, the appropriate costs, and how we actually plan this, because the planning, as Maureen will say as soon as I let her speak, was for a smaller event. Now, I think between we've already got the actual showcase and reception scheduled in for the Monday night. I think the event that you're planning is going to have to accommodate what your aims are. If it's just AP Rallo, then there is one venue size and activities. If it is supposed to accommodate a lot of people actually visiting and being welcomed and having food for them, that's probably different. Now, if you and Maureen can, between you, work out, because the two of you need to plan what kind of event. I think we've clarified it is not an official ICANN event. It is something that AP Rallo is doing. But what you're saying is you would like to expand it, or do you want to actually change it into an ICANN event rather than AP Rallo event? What are the implications? Because there are implications.
I guess the critical factor is really just two things. One is whether ICANN needs to charge a premium because of that, and the other one is whether we want to invite the broader ICANN community. So those are the two questions I guess we should resolve here.
Well, we should resolve here, and we should resolve right now, because whatever planning is going to go ahead, it's going to depend on venue, on the amount of, I suppose, of the kind of event it is, and the necessary sponsorship. Maureen, do you want to say something now? Maureen? Ah, she's gone away. She's completely gone away. Cheryl.
Polly, Evelyn, Maureen seems to have dropped. She's just entering the room again now.
Okay.
She will be hearing us now.
Thank you. And meanwhile, Cheryl, you have your hand up.
Thanks, Eva. I just put my hand up just to make very clear that from the very beginning of any of the showcases, they have always been open and we have always invited the wider ICANN community. Sometimes that turned up with a huge number of people, for example, in the Rallo event when Vince Cerf was the keynote speaker. We got, you know, as many as you would have to as a reception. And at other times it's been less than that, and sometimes it's been rather sad and pathetic. But it really depends on what competing events are on. The advantage, of course, I mean, to be honest, show and tell to each other is a pretty worthless exercise. The only real purpose in doing these sorts of events as an outreach is to do show and tell for those of us who are not ALSers and don't have the opportunity to find out what we're doing by looking at each other's sites. So just keep that in mind while you're doing your deliberations. Thank you.
Thank you. Maureen, you're back and you have your hand up.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just pressed the wrong button and got myself lost completely. Yeah, like Cheryl says, I don't have a problem with, you know, like opening it up for the whole of ICANN to come along and visit, you know, the displays and the AP Rallo event as such. I think we need to have some clarification as to whether, does Edmund, I'd just like to know, are we actually including ALS displays that are not AP Rallo? Are we actually including ALS displays from other Rallos as well? And I think that this is where I have a little bit of a problem, because, you know, like I really think it's important for us as the host, you know, sort of like, if at all possible, to have the focus on AP Rallo. Sorry.
Sadman, if you...
I'll just leave it at that for the moment. Yeah. Edmund?
Okay. I think for the ALS part, we're focused on AP Rallo, at least from my
right.
my perspective. The event is a showcase for AP Rallo, and that's the idea. And in response to what Cheryl said, yes, certainly we have always invited others, and that's the whole point for it. The sort of the gist of trying to talk to the host and ICANN and say, hey, why don't we call this the official welcome ceremony, reception as well, is to make sure that we do invite the people regardless, the Rallo showcases have always been on the ICANN official agenda. The question is, how we sort of advertise it. If we just say it's AP Rallo reception, the type of people, the number of people we get would usually be smaller, unless, as Cheryl mentioned, that we have a prominent speaker there and we're able to get the message out. That's why the idea took that turn and in terms of because if we were just going to advertise it as a Rallo showcase and as a AP Rallo showcase and have a reception there, I think we probably don't need additional sponsorship. There's some budget for AP Rallo to handle something like this. As far as I understand, so that's another part I'd like to get a sense as well. But in order to be able to cater to additional audience coming in and looking at what our ALSs have done, that's where I put my dot age hat on and say, hey, this is worth supporting, and we'll chip in so that that can happen. So that's where my head was and also is, continue to be. But I'm perfectly comfortable which way we take this, and I think in terms of trying to make it happen, you can count on .asia to support it. But we're not looking to make a big splash and make a sort of a marketing ploy for this. So I just want to make sure that's the understanding.
Could I sum up this discussion, because we have a bit to go through for the next half hour? This is in fact not an official ICANN reception. It is an AP Rallo showcase reception that is open to everybody, that will be advertised to everybody, that perhaps should be planned such that a range of people can be there, can have their little nibblies or whatever, and therefore this will impact a bit on the size of the room and it will impact on the refreshments that are available, but we will leave it as an AP Rallo showcase and reception, and perhaps if we have a stunning speaker or two, this will attract a range of attendees. As Cheryl said, that's the intention anyway. Now, there were some questions that needed to be answered in terms of the showcase. We have confirmed already that we do want the board and the CEO to attend. Have we said whether interpreters are necessary? And I think, Maureen and Edmund, if I can ask you to work through some of the questions that were raised at the past meetings, which have been, do you need interpreters? And then...
Holly, this is Maureen here.
Okay. What you need to settle would be...
No, that's fine.
If you can do all of that... That would be great. And by the way, did you get Kathy Tang's email address, and are you working with her? Hong was supposed to send her email address
to you. I did get Kathy's Yes. Yes. Okay. It's Maureen here. I did give her address, and I have written to her, but she hasn't responded yet.
Okay. Are you happy that we actually leave this now, that we've actually clarified the sponsorship levels we've needed and the questions
no,
that have
I'm
to be asked? Okay. That's excellent. Now, going back to what was supposed to be the first item on the agenda, which was sponsorship and promotion, this was Edmund and Cheryl and Jack. Edmund, does that help you in understanding and getting and worrying about what sponsorship is available?
This is Edmund speaking. I'm fine with it. There is one clarification thing I do want to get is what budget from ICANN are we getting and how are we planning on sort of spending it, and that part I'm not too sure about.
Gisela, may I put that down just as an action item to see if there is a budget? I think the point that Cheryl raised either this past meeting or a meeting before is what else, if anything, do we need sponsorship for, and where would we get it? Because I think we were talking, certainly from what Nirala did, they had T-shirts, they had little trinkets and stuff. I'm not sure how much that cost. But the main event, the main sponsorship thing was always going to be the showcase. So I think what we need by next time is, do you need any more sponsorship? If so, for what and where would you get the money? Cheryl, have you got your hand up? No. All right. Because I've always thought the sponsorship was really about the main event, the showcase. So, Edmund, I think I'd like to hear not only if there's an ICANN budget, but what would you need a budget for, okay? I don't understand what, other than possibly little trinkets and things we've got. Okay?
Right.
I just don't know at this stage. Yeah, Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks, Cheryl here. As I said in the chat, my memory, and it happens to match with Rinalia's memory,
yeah,
is about $7,000 in the contingency,
okay,
for events in inverted commas. That, Edmund, obviously you need to know about any bling, and I don't think we need too much bling, but we certainly need something that identifies all of our people as our people, so it's part of the branding that everyone can notice. But we can obviously look at what the existing costs are for that, or we could go for specific sponsors for, you know, a K there or 2K somewhere else. That sort of level of sponsorship is far easier to get than funding the showcase seeding and watering. So, Edmund, I don't know whether you want to assume 5 of the 7 will be going into the kitty for the event, or 7 of the 7 and we'll go elsewhere for any bling, but perhaps that's something that Maureen, myself, you and Jack need to have a little teleconference about. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Just one word of caution on that. The last time I mentioned the sum that was in a budget, and I think it was 10, I had a very kind of hesitant Heidi saying that's contingencies, and I got the feeling from her that she didn't want to commit it, so there's going to have to be some discussion between Heidi and the rest of you as to whether bling or T-shirts or whatever are contingencies. I just don't know what she had in mind for contingencies, but she seemed to have something. So,
Renala and the rest of us can have that conversation, Heidi.
If you can have that conversation, that'd be great. Now, the next item we've got is capacity building. Maureen, you were going to get in touch with Janice, have you been able to work with her on that? And do you want some help?
Yes, thank you, Holly. Yes, I have made been in touch with Janice, and and we are going to be working together. She's actually a little bit busy at the moment with an ambassadorship program, but she has promised that she will get back to me as soon as she starts working again on the fellowship program and the Newcomers Day, which are both her responsibility.
Yep.
I'm not even quite sure if she has a team with her or what, but she was seemed to be like quite happy to be able to work with someone anyway, so I'm very happy to do that. So we will work on something. The thing that I do want to get get some feedback on is the template that was actually raised earlier about information that we'd like to get back from the ALSs, and this is where I'd like to make an initial contact with the ALSs just to sort of like talk to them about how our planning's going and how they could be involved and that sort of thing. But also the template to which they can respond regarding, like, first of all, how they'd like to participate in the showcase, although, once it's been explained to them, although it will take more discussion because we have to sort of like, we're looking at time constraints and speaking constraints and all that sort of stuff. We also want to identify what their capacity building or training needs might be, and just to get some feedback on that. And it would be helpful to have that sort of feedback so that I can discuss it with Janice and her team, as to how it might be catered for within the program she's already planning. And
Excellent.
Plus, I wanted to know if there were any other requests that people, other event organisation leaders in this might have that they might want to know from the ALSs, before as they're planning to come, or if there's anything that you would like to know from them. So if there is, if you could, send me what questions you might want to ask, and I'll put it into this little questionnaire template thing. That I can sort of send out to them after I've had a little chat. So that's where I'm at the moment with regards to between Janice and I at the moment anyway. Thank you.
Maureen, would you want to work with Pavan just to get in touch with all the ALSs?
I have actually made a request to Pavan. I'm just assuming that he's not going to, he's resisting giving me the list until he's absolutely sure as to who's on it. So I'm sure he'll contact me when it's all done. I just hope it's soon.
Okay, well, I'll just put an action item on him to get in touch with the ALSs. And you just want, what you're saying is you'd like a template. Now, I'm assuming that the capacity building does refer to the kind of fellowship and the training that was that happened in Narolo. Are we planning to do what Narolo did, and that's to get everybody up at 7 o'clock in the morning every single day?
I'd really like to look at what that
okay.
program is, I'm sure. But the template is something that I will actually devise depending on what the needs are. But the template is really just to seek information about the ALSs and what. I don't think that this definitely won't be. Yeah, I wouldn't like to put them under that kind of pressure.
I think you should note that Cheryl, and probably myself included, have a big fat no in terms of capacity building at 7 in the morning.
Yes.
That this is the fellows.
I've been there, done that. I've been a fellow.
Right. Okay. I think we can account on either attendance or something really early. Rinaldi and I will be in the gym at 6 o'clock, but that's all right. Next item. Let me get my agenda here. So we've got capacity building. Now, I think there is one thing we really do have to clarify. Now, we've got Jack is not here, so we can't talk about local engagement at this stage. Edmund, do you want to talk about local engagement? Now, could I just clarify, is Hong on the phone? Because Hong was proposing a separate meeting.
Holly?
Yep. Yes?
Oh, well, sorry to intervene. This is Holm. I was not able to get in the Adobe room, so I cannot raise my hand virtually.
That's fine. No.
Right. For the local engagement, that's right. Yeah, the meeting is very much in good shape. It's being supported by Chinese government and Chinese civil society. And all seven Chinese-speaking at large structures will be invited as representatives from civil society. The only problem is the logistic constraint. We want to make it on Monday after welcoming ceremony, but it seems everyone is fighting for that time slot. If it's possible at all, it will be from 11 to 12:30 after welcoming ceremony, and it's a Chinese session with simultaneous translation. Everybody is welcome. It will be in the main room, so it seems it's a good one. Of course, AP Relo is one of the co-hosts of the event, so I guess it's very good for local engagement.
Okay. Now, are you Hong, you were saying that, so is this going to be on the Monday night?
No, Monday noon.
Oh, Monday noon. Okay.
All right.
Now, remember...
Welcome ceremony around 9 to 10:30.
Okay, because remember the multi-stakeholder meeting is 2 to 4. So what you're saying is this session will come between the welcome ceremony and the multi-stakeholder meeting?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm working on that. I cannot confirm.
Okay.
I can schedule.
Hong, that would be, if you could send details, that would be that would be very interesting. Thank you. Okay. Let me just make a note of that. Now, in terms of the General Assembly, I've had a look at what they have done with the General Assembly in the past couple of meetings. And it looks to be a very, very simple outline and agenda, which is not worth talking about except to say it's a matter of reporting on what the hot topic issues are, which is really a policy thing that we do anyway every the AP Rolla meetings, talking about outreach, how we get to communities and so forth. It doesn't look like much of a meeting. So I will put up my suggestion, but it's perhaps the least contentious of all. So can we spend a little bit of time on what we think the topics are going to be for the multi-stakeholder policy roundtable? And Renalia, you had come up with a really good list. Do we want to talk to that now so we can actually start to work through from your timetable, Renalia? We should be working through what the topics are, so from now on we can start to get, if we want, try to get the speakers we want for the topics we want. So, Renalia?
Yes. Holly, thank you. So basically, I've been through various threads of discussions about possible topics for the multi-stakeholder policy roundtable in Beijing, and I've listed these topics in our wiki space. There are about 10 suggested topics, and I've also put out thoughts on how we should evaluate the suitability of the topics itself. So I'll just very briefly mention what the suggested topics are to date. Number one, implications of the World Conference on Wicked for the Internet and the Multi-Stakeholder Model. Number two, new GTLDs and implications for the region. Number three, IDNs and implications for the region. Number four, IPv6. Number five, international privacy policy for cloud computing. Number six, who is in terms of registry audit and IDN. Number seven, IGO and INGO name protection. Number eight, access or connectivity challenges for the region. Number nine, internet-related public policy matters in relation to the World Telecommunication Policy Forum. And number 10, compliance. In terms of thoughts on how to evaluate the suitability of the topics, number one, the topic must be highly relevant and important to the region and ICANN. Number two, they must require multi-stakeholder engagement to address. Number three, they must transcend ICANN's structural issue addressing mechanism, meaning that
these topics cannot be absorbed into an existing forum within ICANN meetings, such as working group session, SOAC session, etc., and globally diverse and respected speakers that are readily available. What I would actually like is actually for members of the committee to go to that wiki page and put in their thoughts in terms of which of these topics they think would be suitable based on the criteria, so that we can do a process of elimination and narrow it down and then send out another request for suitable speakers. That's it, Holly.
That's excellent. I hope everybody else has read the list. I have to say, I have just come out of a briefing from one of our delegation members of Australia on Wicket, and I have now decided that there's not much to say on Wicket at all. There may be something that is relevant to the World Telecommunications Policy Forum. I'm not convinced. But I think there's plenty to talk about in the other eight topics. So could I ask everybody to have a think? And may I suggest, I absolutely agree with your criteria, Renalia. I think they're great. So could people please, in the next week or so, have a look at the topics, because they are on our wiki space, and not only sort of rate them, and I think of what, however, yes, no, or whatever, but in making decisions about which topics we should focus on, and I would suggest, Renalia, do you think we should have more than about three or four?
No, I actually think that it should be less than that if you really want to go a little bit in depth.
Okay, maximum three?
Yes, maximum three.
So would people please pick their three favourites with reasons, and do you also want suggested speakers?
Absolutely.
Now, do these people we know will be there anyway?
If we have budget to bring speakers who are not going to be there anyway, that would be great, but otherwise it would have to be people who are amongst the pool of ICANN meeting attendees.
Okay. So if people could please do that, I think at the next meeting we need to finalise the topics and the speaker invitations. We can't leave it any longer than that. Do you think we could? I don't. Anyway, so at the next meeting we will finalise three topics and three speakers. Is that where we're up to? Renalia, is that where we want to be by the end of January?
Yes, yes, we need to have a finalised three topics with speakers.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now, the final is the Youth Forum. Hong, this was something that you and Jack and Edmund were going to do. Edmund or Hong, do either of you know anything about this, or is this going to be absorbed by the meeting that Hong is planning with the local Chinese community?
Hello, Holly. Can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you, Hong.
For the Youth Forum, I've written to Sally and her team. That's ICANN staff taking care of this outreach project. They haven't confirmed to me, but they said that they're interesting. They want to know how the forum could be put into the general schedule of ICANN, because it's
mm-hmm.
not limited to at large. Yeah, yeah. So if any update, I've put it on the wiki.
Okay. Do you think, in terms of the Youth Forum, because you've got the separate meeting of that you're organising, could that incorporate a youth forum, or are you thinking something separately?
Well, the youth forum is, according to Fadi, the new CEO, that's for young people under 20.
Okay.
What I mean, the Chinese session is in Chinese language. It's primarily for Chinese
right.
users.
Yep.
But I don't mind to combine them or merge them into one.
This is Edmund, if I can add.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead. Thank you, Edmund.
Okay. Actually, as Hong mentioned, in fact, this was an idea that came about when our team from NetMission was chatting it up with Fadi, and we've been. I understand that my team has been following up with Sally and Fadi on this as well.
Right.
At this particular moment, as Hong has mentioned as well. The idea is probably to take it in a more general direction, but I actually just got an update from the NetMission guys that what they are proposing to at ICANN and they're talking about is to try to have sort of like a youth ICANN pilot in Beijing, and that
okay.
would be focused more on youth from Beijing, and we are trying to perhaps support some of the students from Hong Kong to have a pilot in Beijing. So it would be it wouldn't be specifically just for AP Rallo, but if the pilot does happen, it would have more relevance to AP Rallo because they're coming from this region. But the idea is that in the future it might. You know, it could be expanded to other regions as well. So I think we should probably keep an eye on it and see how we can support it, putting my AP Rallo hat on, and try to see how we could assert ourselves through the process. And I don't think we need to try to merge it with any particular thing that we are doing at this point.
Edmund, thank you. Could you send me just a little note about that so that we can talk about that at the next meeting? Would you see that as fitting somewhere into the schedule which is already on our screen, for example? I mean, is this something that has to be scheduled?
Because as I mentioned, we let the NetMission team we give them
okay.
a lot of autonomy and they're running with it. I'll make sure that I'll send a note into the mailing list and get Yanis
right.
to coordinate with them and have them give a fuller update so we can see how we can work with it.
That would be fantastic. Go ahead.
Holly, I think what we really need is have a draft general schedule for AP Rallo meeting series over the week. Last time we talked about Monday or Tuesday, and we have several meetings organized to avoid conflicts. It's very useful
okay, well,
to have a general picture in mind. Yeah.
Well, in fact, those of us who are on the Adobe Connector are staring at just exactly at that kind of thing. So I think the schedule is already on the Adobe website. If not, I can make sure it's sent to you. But we've already got one, Hong, and I'm looking at it right now. So that will help you plan. Okay? Right. Oh, and YJ, a youth session in cyberspace conference is also being discussed. I'd like, is that part of this meeting or is that something separate? And, in Seoul. Thank you. And Gisela is sending an updated schedule to everybody. So Hong, you and the rest of us will actually get a copy of the updated one. So at our next meeting, the events that aren't there will be put in there. Now, we've got exactly 2 minutes before we actually have to get on to an AP Rollo call. So are there any other business? And Gisa,
yes,
can I ask?
This is Rinalia.
Yep.
Given that Heidi is on the call, I think she needs to clarify the issue about the budget for Beijing and whether or not the contingency funds can be released so that Edmund and Maureen know what line it is.
Yes. Heidi, there in the budget you've got $10,000. My understanding from you was that's for contingencies, and the question was, can that be used for sponsorship purposes?
This is Heidi. No, I don't believe so. What that is for extra additional fees that, or costs that might come up. In fact, one might be a shuttle going from the hotel that the ALSs will be staying in to the venue. So, I mean, things like that. Travel, logistics, visa applications, those are the types of fees for that the contingency fee covers.
Thank you. That's what I thought. So I would suggest that if we want bling, we're going to have to find some sponsors for the bling. I don't think that should be a trouble. I bet we can hit APNIC, and we can all walk around with happily little APNIC T-shirts on. And I'm sure we can call Paul tomorrow and do that. Okay, Gisa, could I ask you to circulate a doodle for the next meeting? Are we comfortable that we can wait 2 weeks? And mainly, Maureen and Edmund, I think the thing that's going to require the most planning is the showcase. Can you wait 2 weeks for that? Because the rest seems to be on track. Hello? Maureen, Edmund, can you wait 2 weeks? Whoops. Okay.
Hi.
You're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you in the chat.
Anyway.
Okay. Gisa, could you organise a doodle then for 2 weeks' time? And we will meet in 2 weeks for this? Excellent. Oh. Lunar calendars, New Year's holidays. Here, oops.
This is before Lunar New Year holiday.
Yes, of course.
Gisela. Hi, Gisela. Would you please record my apologies for AP Rollo call? I'm now in the middle of a meeting. I've been standing in the corridor for an hour. I need to go back. I've asked Kathy Tan to join the meeting from 4 UTC. I don't know why she's not here. Kathy, if you are on the line, would you please identify yourself? Okay. So anyway, I have to go.
Hong, thank you for that. Thank you for attending. And look, we can all say thank you very much for attending. We've got 2 minutes to hang up. And Gisela, do you want me to stay on this line?
Holly, Gisela here. Yes, you can. For all those attending the AP Rollo call, you may stay on the line. Holly, if you officially like to end this call, and at that stage we'll be able to edit the recording and everyone is able to stay online. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not hanging up on everybody, but I'm saying goodbye for the Beijing Organizing Committee meeting, and we will get out of this Adobe Connect room and go into another. So I'll talk to everybody soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. The AP Rollo Organizing Committee event audio has now terminated. We will now be starting the AP Rollo monthly call for January shortly. Thank you.